Welcome to the ADAA podcast about research and treatment of hoarding. Today we're speaking with Dr. Fuyen Nezeroglu of the Biobehavioral Institute in Great Neck, New York. Dr. Nezeroglu, let me ask you the first question. How common is hoarding?
Hoarding is pretty common in the catchment studies that have recently been done in a community population. It's estimated to be about 4 to 5% of the general population. So it's quite high, although quite secretive, so most people don't really know about its existence.
How do you diagnose a hoarder?
Most hoarders don't come into treatment on their own. They're brought in by family members. So the diagnosis is already kind of made for you. But generally, hoarding is a preoccupation with obsession about their items and possessions and inability to discard those items. And it creates clutter in the home. It takes up functional space, so individuals cannot utilize the sofas or refrigerators or various items in the house for the purpose they were intended to be.
Can children be diagnosed as hoarders?
Oh, absolutely. We're beginning to actually see hoarding in children more and more. I think that it was generally considered to be a disorder of the elderly, but I think that was a misconception. And it's important to really look for hoarding in children.
Do you know what causes someone to hoard?
You know, there's new research coming out because we don't really know exactly what causes hoarding. Hoarding can be due to deprivation. It could be due to trauma in one's past, such as break-ins or robberies during childhood or other types of traumas. It could be due to neurobiological reasons. There's some research coming out in imaging studies that indicate perhaps that the prefrontal area is involved in hoarding, and certainly the neuroimaging studies indicate that hoarders are different than OCD individuals. So we are really beginning to study the etiology now.
What types of treatment are effective?
Cognitive behavioral therapy is the most effective form of treatment for hoarding. Medications don't seem to be very effective. There's only one study showing Paxil as a possibility. But outside of that, most of the medications are not very effective. Cognitive behavioral therapy, on the other hand, is quite effective once the individual is motivated and engaged in treatment.
And you mentioned imaging studies and other things. Is there anything else that we know now about hoarding that we didn't know before?
We're beginning to look at the genetics, and we're beginning to notice that about 50% of the family members of hoarders also have hoarding.
That's very interesting. In addition, what directions is research heading in terms of diagnosis and treatment?
Actually, we're beginning to look at the differences between obsessive-compulsive disorder and hoarding, and noticing actually a lot of dissimilarities and wondering whether, as a symptom, it should belong within OCD. That's a major area.
Ah, yes. Well, thank you, Dr. Nezeroglu, for this illuminating discussion about hoarding and research and treatment. This is Jean Kaplan-Tycho for ADAA.
Thank you.